Into our town. Curious creatures, rainforest reptiles, Mass Audubon's wildlife rehab programs, and almost all of the animals exhibits at the fair. The animals on the bylaws list all have something in common. They pay a steep price for our entertainment. Most have been captured young and subjected to cruel and abusive training methods designed to instill fear to achieve compliance. They travel long distances in trailers and cages and are kept in the same trailers, cages, or small pens for weeks at a time. They have little or no freedom of choice or natural environment. The federal laws that protect them are outdated, have minimal standards, and are poorly enforced. The laws do not restrict training methods at all, or the implements used in training, like whips or bull hooks. The life of a traveling elephant is particularly cruel. Elephants are among the smartest and most socially complex of any mammals on Earth. Elephants use tools, play, express joy, grieve, and can recognize themselves in a mirror, something only humans and a few other animals can do. The separation and capture of a baby elephant from its mother and close extended family is devastating. For the baby elephant to be sold to a circus or traveling act means they face a lifetime of pain, loneliness, confinement, and unhappiness, all for a few moments of entertainment for us. As public awareness has grown, the world is rejecting this form of entertainment. Our area is no exception. There are 872 reviews online for the Topsfield Fair. In them, people list all the things they love about the fair, but there's not a single positive comment about the elephant or camel. That's not to say there aren't comments. My favorite part is the animals, except one sad-looking elephant and camel, both available for short, sad rides. I was disturbed to see at the back of the grounds a small circus, and in it a beautiful elephant forced to give rides to children. So sad to see. It ruined my view of the fair. The elephant in the petting zoo looked so extremely sad. Comerford and Son's petting zoo was a disgrace. Sad, depressed elephant. Poor elephant was tied up. The elephant broke my heart. The question is, why would we want a form of entertainment known for the inhumane treatment of animals, one that makes people feel sad, in our town? Is this educational? And if it is, what exactly are we teaching our children?
Thank you. I'm going to ask you to wrap it up.
What does it say about us as a community if, knowing that this is wrong, we allow it to continue? These questions have been asked both worldwide and locally, and the answer is, knowing what we do about the lives of these animals, we can no longer accept this form of entertainment. It's important to know that an elephant or these other animals on the list cannot be exhibited in this way at a fair in Mexico, much of Europe, parts of Central America, South America, and Asia.
Thank you, Martha. Okay.
I have two more sentences.
Okay, quick, two sentences.
Let's join Pittsfield, Provincetown, Plymouth, Weymouth, Quincy, Revere, Somerville, and Cambridge and approve a bylaw that will prohibit these animals from exhibition and traveling acts in our town. Voting yes on this article will be an act of compassion and a statement about who we are as a community and what we stand for.
Thank you. All right, I see there are people that want to take part in the discussion. We're going to go clockwise starting at 9 o'clock and work around the room. So, gentlemen, is Jamie O'Brien, who's the president of the Essex County of the Topsfield Fair, right?
Yes, thank you very much this evening for allowing me to speak. I am the general manager of the Topsfield Fair. I've been the general manager for over 13 years. I can guarantee you there's no cruelty or inhumane treatment of any animal at the Topsfield Fair. We are very, very concerned, from guinea pigs right up to the elephant, that there is nothing going on. All the animals that come to the fair typically have multiple permits that they have to receive from MDOT. MSPCA is on the grounds 24/7. We have Mass Wildlife. We have a vet, local vet from Ipswich that inspects the animal. So there is no abuse. There's no bull hooks. And all the things you read in the internet is not true. I personally have gone over many times with Beulah. She's a wonderful animal. She absolutely feels things. She's so interactive. Last year we had a dementia patient that wife sent me a notice. She came in, her husband was fascinated with elephants. They came in, she sent me pictures, had a wonderful interaction. She thanked us so much. We do get lots of response. And you're right, there is online, there's certain things. I get about, 500, 600 emails from about 10 people. So it's not a lot of people. Over the years, they talk about all these protests in front of the fairgrounds. Typically, it's 3 or 4 people. They stay about an hour. So there's not as much as you hear. We're very concerned about our animals. The animals that are at the fair, except for the elephants, were all born in this country. Bueller is 44 years old. We have 15,000 school children that come through the fair every year for free. And as part of our educational program, 6,000 kids, which is our most popular educational program, is the elephant.
30 seconds left.
Thank you. All I can say is that we are making sure that every animal in the fairgrounds is treated with respect and will at all times. Thank you.
Thank you.
Way in the back.
Yes. State your name and address, please.
To speak, Garrett Ronez, 48 Fox Run Road. The evil of animal cruelty does exist. I respect well-meaning people who passionately take up the cause of eliminating animal abuse and protecting endangered animals. I believe, however, that with one broad sweeping stroke, Article 33 would eliminate something good. As an 11-year proud Cocktail Fair volunteer, I was compelled to fact-check the petitions, allegations of animal abuse at the fair and see for myself if they were true. I wrote down all the negative Facebook complaints and accusations against the fair and R.W. Comerford and Sons' treatment of Beulah, the Asian elephant, and the other exotic animals. 10 days ago, my husband and I traveled to Goshen, Connecticut to see the home of Beulah for ourselves and seek out the truth. We saw the clean, spacious, well-maintained, highly regulated living spaces of Beulah, the camels, and all the exotic animals. I witnessed that they are valued and respected. When any Comerford animal retires, it is kept on the family's farm with acres of rolling hills, and like all the animals, are under the constant, intense scrutiny of local animal inspectors and vets. We discovered the negative accusations are exaggerations and inaccurate misrepresentations of the truth. The exotic animals are not being abused. Therefore, I believe Article 33 should not be passed.
Thank you.
Tony Pizzonato, Hatfield, North Street. I have a letter from MSPCA Angel Elizabeth Niger asking to read it. The MSPCA fully and enthusiastically supports Article 33. Why wild or exotic animals used for entertainment suffer their entire lives? They are taken from their families at a young age, endure abusive training methods that include restraints, bull hooks, chains, clubs, electric shocks, devices, and endanger public health and safety. The standards of the American Welfare Act governing the care of these animals are minimal and are weakly enforced by the USDA. As a result, there are hundreds of documented cases of services and traveling act animal abuse. Even when services do abide by the required standards, the animals suffer. The standards for housing require only that the animals be able to turn around and lie down. There are no restrictions or required monitoring or training. Circus tricks such as handstands and high leg stands require animals to engage in repeated unnatural movements that place stress on the muscles and joints and can result in crippling long-term injuries. In fact, the leading case of euthanasia in captive elephants are degenerative joint disease and foot disorders caused by immobilization for long periods of time. In addition to the suffering inflicted on wild and exotic animals used for entertainment, such performances also place both public safety and public health at risk. Wild animals are dangerous and unpredictable, and hundreds of people have been injured by these animals. Some can also carry diseases that are transmissible. For example, roughly 12% of captive elephants have tested positive for mycobacterium tuberculosis, a human strain of TB, and many more may actually be infected since TB testing on elephants is unreliable. A critical point to note is that people have tested positive for exposure to TB after direct and indirect contact with infected elephants, suggesting not only their handlers, but spectators could and onlookers be affected as well. 900 municipalities in the Commonwealth have already passed restrictions on the use of wild animal acts, and Topsfield could be the 10th. It would be a strong message to other cities and towns. Every time a municipality prohibits the use of wild animal acts, it adds momentum. To date, over 40 countries, including Colombia, Ecuador, UK, entire EU, Iran, Singapore, and Taiwan, 6 states in the United States, and nearly 150 localities across 37 states have passed restrictions. You have the opportunity to cast a vote against animal abuse in your town, a vote protecting your community's health and safety, and a vote to contribute to a global movement to end the suffering of animals.
Thank
Please
you.
Help to speak for those who have no voice.
Thank you very much.
Back at the microphone?
Okay. Paul Nowak, 11 Orchard Lane. I've been in Clarksville for the last 46 years, and I've attended a lot more fairs than that. I, my children, my grandchildren, enjoy the educational aspects of interacting with all the animals at the fair. And I believe this article is intended to satisfy a targeted agenda, and I would like to thank the Finance Committee for seeing through it and recommend no action. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion on the article? Yes. Gentleman in the back.
Chick Denault, 12 Gale Street. I've only been going to the fair for 60 years. 37 years I worked for the fire department. We were very close to the elephant. I see the elephant every day. Everybody now is working the fire detail. And you look at the ponies and the elephant. Has anyone ever seen the elephant dancing? Watch when the marching band walks by, the elephant is dancing. No one's telling it to dance. It's doing it out of joy. I think this is a ridiculous article. Thank you.
All right, any further discussion on the article? Yes, go ahead.
My name is Sarah Maddox. I'm at 26 Candlewood Drive. In addition to being a Topsfield resident, I am a mother and a passionate educator. I have taught environmental science for the past 6 years and have experience teaching young groups of children about conservation and animal ecology. I would like to address the contention that it is necessary to bring these exotic animals to the fair for educational purposes. This is a veiled attempt to distract from the reality that this is an archaic and abusive form of exploitation. The educational purposes assertion is misleading, and it undermines the capacity of a child's heart and imagination. Bringing a child to see an elephant that has been removed from the wild, stripped of its autonomy, and trained to be submissive to its handler does nothing to educate them about the species. Last year, I was present at the fair and stayed for the duration of a question and answer session when, presumably, the handler would have offered educational information. What he offered was a glimpse into the life of a captive elephant and a few facts that are readily apparent from the most cursory internet search. The reality remains that even if the handler is able to teach children something meaningful about elephants, that does not endorse our exploitation of these highly intelligent, social, and emotionally complex animals. Children have the inherent capacity to find joy, wonder, and happiness in the things they can't see. To learn to appreciate something for the simple reason that it exists is a gift far greater than a $20 photo opportunity. So, if you are sincere in your desire to educate children, teach them about exotic animals in their natural habitats. Nurture their curiosity about things that remain elusive. Encourage them to find inspiration in what they have learned about nature, not from what they have seen in captivity.
30 seconds.
I would also like to mention that bullhooks are actually present at the fair. I have photos of the handler with bullhooks from last year. The other thing I would like to mention is that the Comerford Zoo has been cited over 50 times for violations of the animal minimum standards of the Animal Welfare Act.
Thank you.
Laura Dyer, 7 Town Hill Lane. That was very eloquent, very well spoken. I don't have any prepared remarks, but if anyone in this room actually believes that an elephant is joyful, full of joy, while walking around a little pen with hundreds or thousands of humans on its back, you're woefully mistaken. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to think that that is not a natural state for an elephant. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Alice Rose McDonald, personally. Kind of reiterate some of what people have already spoken to, but this particular group, the RW Comerford and Sons Traveling Petting Zoo, has failed to meet minimum federal standards for the care of animals used in exhibitions as established in the Animal Welfare Act. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has cited RW Comerford and Sons numerous times for failing to provide adequate veterinary care, failing to maintain enclosures and transport trailers, failing to have an adequate attention present during periods of public contact, for improper feeding, and for poor housing. Sorry, emotional about this issue. An elephant from RW Comerford and Sons has been involved in three dangerous incidents, that was a period of time ago, while giving rides to children and caused injuries. In May 2nd, 2017, USDA cited Comerford for failing to provide Asian elephant Fula, who was in need of foot care, with adequate veterinary care. I don't know if that was 30 examples here. There's also examples for their care of the camels, as well as multiple incidents of being cited for their care of the elephants and the elephants handling and care and pose of public danger at other facilities at Topsfit.
Thank you. All right, the lady in the back. And then I'll get to you over there.
Hi, I'm Samantha Dula. I don't have anything prepared. Elephants do not belong in Topsfield. We've seen elephants on display in circuses for many of our lives. Many of, you know, when I was younger, I went to the circus. And as a young child, I thought, this doesn't seem right. I'm very much against any sort of animals for entertainment, especially those who are not from this area. We didn't know before, but now we know. Education has shown us how they take elephants out of the wild or any of the other exotic animals, you know, make them submissive, awful things that if anyone wants to Google them, they come up really, really fast. We don't need to be a town that promotes that. We need to be a town that recognizes that's no longer acceptable in our society, and we need to make a stand and say, no, we don't think that that's right here. This is not what we're about. We might have saw that before. We're more educated now, and we don't want that here.
Zoe.
Zoe, 47 North Street.
Please move closer.
Can you hear me? Zoe, 47 North Street. Who was you? I'm sorry. Just a quick comment to the comment about this being about some kind of an agenda. If the agenda is protecting an intelligent, sentient animal that is used to living within a family unit in another country, I'm totally cool with that. But let me get to the comments I prepared. I was hesitant to share my view about this here, mostly out of fear that somehow it would be perceived as against the Topsfield Fair. There may be others in the finance committee that felt the same. But I think my fear is actually a symptom of something else. I think somewhere along the way, priorities got mixed up and loyalties took the place of compassion and truth. So I'm setting my fears aside to share my story with a focus on compassion and truth because I think I have a unique story that may help some people in this room. And I know the list is about many exotic animals, but I'll focus on elephants since that's kind of the elephant in the room, pun intended. So I became interested in the welfare of elephants when my daughter decided that she wanted to protest the rides at the fair a few years ago. I told her she cannot protest them until she better understands exactly what she's protesting. Together we researched, mostly online to begin with. We learned a lot of the things some others have spoken about. Then we tried to find out about educational opportunities at the fair, to no avail at first. However, eventually, with permission from the fair managers, I accompanied her on a two-hour interview with Tim Comerford of Comerford and Sons. I saw, with the managers at the fair scene, a man who grew up with these elephants, who inherited them along with the business, and who seems to have a genuine attachment to those elephants as part of his family. Naturally, I felt compassion for him. That's the truth. He showed us the bull hook he carries. He let us touch it. He said he only uses it as a cue. I believe him. However, at the same time, I know full well that the reason that elephant listens to subtle cues from that vulva is because of the memories associated with it from when it was violently broken into obedience as a young elephant, separated forever from its family. I felt compassion for that elephant. That is also the truth. I struggled to reconcile these two views when supporting my daughter in her mission to be the voice for elephants, but today I have to make a choice on a very specific question. Do I believe these exotic animals belong in my hometown traveling in traveling acts? And I think it's beyond a doubt for an educated adult in 2019 that they do not have a place being transported around New England. But I still have three questions. What about the fair? Well, I have full confidence that ending the practice would benefit their reputation as it did with the Big Apple Circus, which made a successful comeback with no exotic animals, as highlighted in a recent article titled, "The Big Apple Circus Makes It Okay to Love the Circus Again." Likewise, the fair will get to focus on what makes it uniquely special in our region and no longer deal with the shadow that this has cast over them.
Zoe, I'm going to have to have you finish.
So this will be good for the fair. What about the Comer folks? Since I started paying attention, we've seen this laws passed in many other cities, states, towns, and countries, states like New York and New Jersey. The Comerfords have had time to prepare for this inevitable shift and adjust for it. And I know there are options to give their three beloved elephants a happy retirement while remaining a viable business. The Comerfords will be okay. What about the elephants? They will be found. There are sanctuaries in this country that look after their well-being and help them transition out of the unnatural life they've known to adjust to a life with other elephants. They'll be okay.
Thank you.
I want to ask, how do we vote?
Just a second. Is there another comment back there? No. Okay. Your question.
Yes.
Okay. Make your comment. 2 minutes.
So everybody here loves the fair. There's no doubt about that. And everybody here wants animals to be treated properly. I think there's also no discussion about that. It seems to me that what some might consider the fine print under 4.3, that if you're duly licensed and accredited by the American Zoo and Aquarium Association, and that you're deemed educational, this doesn't apply. So that seems like if you get both of those things, you can still bring them here, which might be the best of both worlds. It seems to me those organizations, as well as my wife, know a lot more about this than I personally do.
Thank you for your comment. Zoe, you had a question.
I only wanted to make sure there was clarity around how to make the vote since the FinCom had recommended no action.
All right, so that's a good question. If there's no more discussion, I will answer that question. The FinCom recommendation is for no action. Therefore, we have to defeat their recommendation and then move for positive action. I'll talk to Martha Sanders, who's the petition person who put forward the petition, and she will be making that positive action should that happen. So we first have to vote on the recommendation of the Finance Committee. All right. I'm not sure what Karen's saying, but if you'd like to get up and make a comment, you can do so.
Basically, if you agree with the Finance Committee of no action to turn this article down, you vote yes. If you disagree with us, you vote no, and then Martha will make a motion for positive action, and then you can vote yes with Martha.
Okay, so any further discussion on the article? Seeing none, maybe trying to see none. All right.
Hi, I'm Leslie Voss from 74 Washington Street. And I also have been a long time volunteer to talk to you there. And it is really hard to get up here because I can see both sides of it. But we do really have to separate fact from opinion. And the fact is that at the Topsfield Fair, this elephant has been well taken care of. The fact is that there are many children who will never have a chance to see an elephant. They will never get a chance to go to a zoo, on safari, to Disney, like some of our children are lucky enough to do here. And the fact is, the people care for what they personally experience, just like people care for the wolves now because they've been to Wolf Hollow and just don't see them as a predator. The same thing stands for elephants. For us to care about and to give money to sanctuaries in Africa, it really does make a difference to see them up close. So that's the reason why I support you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Hi, Maya Scarpacci, 17 Town Lane. I can't believe I'm speaking about the elephants and not about the schools, but I just want to say that the people that have made the argument about children not being able to see elephants and how that affects their ability to imagine and empathize with these animals, I mean, every kid in the world loves dinosaurs, and they've never seen one in person. I just think it's 2019. Those elephants do not want to be on Route 1 with traffic whizzing by and giving rides. It's just 20 minutes. Trying to move on. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, I think we're about to move the question. Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
I rise to move the question.
Thank you. All those in favor of moving the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say